Time now to meet the Eagles' second-round draft pick from the University of Utah defensive back, Eric Rowe. We welcome him in on the phone here at Eagles Draft Central, presented by Dietz and Watson, Dave Spadaro, and the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Eric, congratulations. How are you feeling tonight?
Oh, really excited. Great. I don't even know how to explain.
Has it been just a whirlwind for you? I mean, not only these last couple of nights, but the whole process leading up to draft weekend?
Yeah, it's been long. I don't even know how much really goes into the draft process. Well, now, you know, now I know, but man, it's been a whirlwind though.
Let's talk about you as a football player. And I know you've answered the question many times, cornerback or safety or both, or it doesn't matter.
Both doesn't matter. I mean, whatever helps the team out, get us to the playoffs, you know, I'm for it.
Eric, what kind of contact have you had with the Eagles people, Coach Kelly?
Sorry, what was the question?
I said, what kind of a contact have you had with the Eagles? Have you met their people? Have you been here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coach, kind of before then, like Combine, Senior Bowl was kind of general. Talk to the coach, you know, just like every other team. And then I went on a pro day. Chip Kelly came out to the pro day to see me, and I was like, oh, wow, you know, surprising. And then they invited me on the team visit, and I guess they fell in love with me.
Eric, let's talk about your football career and just, I mean, I'm talking all the way from the time you first started. When did you really, really kind of fall in love with the game of football?
I mean, I fell in love with the game since I've been playing since I was like 7. I mean, so really, it was, I always loved the game, but, you know, just growing up playing it, especially in Texas, it was just a normal thing to me every day. Every season, so. It wasn't like one year, like, man, I love it. I mean, I've been loving it since I was little.
Was there a time when you, like, that you can remember that you thought, hey, I got a shot to play here in the NFL?
Past season.
Eric, was there a NFL player, a corner or a safety, who you looked up to, who was almost a hero to you?
Growing up, I used to watch the coach a lot, and I used to watch Bob Sanders. I did. Man, I just love the way he hit. I mean, I think he would hit so hard he'd take himself out the game.
With the Colts.
Like back in the early 2000s. I mean, I love watching him.
It's really interesting how the game has changed. And for a defensive back, you've had to change your game with these rules. Obviously, making it a little safer for players. Has that been a challenge for you to kind of adapt your game along with the way the game itself has evolved?
Hitting-wise, no, because I was never the one that aimed for the helmet. Mm-hmm. I always aimed for, like, the body shot or, like, the leg. So that part really hasn't changed. And really, I was when I made the move to corner, I was never too grabby at the start anyway. So the PIs, I think I only had 2 PIs. Last season, I mean, but other than that, I mean, I was never too grabby. So, I mean, the rule change really hasn't affected me, like, personally, the way I play. So, I mean, I don't know, like, if I adapted or not.
Eric, from a technique standpoint, you really seem to make a very, very quick adjustment moving from safety to cornerback. At Utah, was there a lot of emphasis that every defensive back works kind of in isolation and works on the technique of single coverage and getting up to the line of scrimmage and playing press?
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge emphasis. Like, moving a corner, it was not so much schematic-wise. I mean, it was to me, fairly simple. It was more emphasis on your man technique. It was every day. So even after practice, I'd work on my, you know, my press technique and my off technique just because I know our coordinator, he loves to play a lot of man, like three corners out by themselves. So, I mean, it was a huge emphasis.
Eric, just to tell us a little about your hobbies, your interests. What did you major in at Utah? Did you finish your college degree work?
Hobbies, I love playing basketball. I mean, grew up, I think I love basketball little more than football kind of growing up, but then kind of when I got to high school is when I really started loving football, like, kind of more. But I love playing basketball, you know, golf when I can, just kind of outside sports just to get away from the games. But as far as school-wise, I graduated with a business administration degree in 2014, December, so pretty proud about that.
Yeah, congratulations on that. That's very difficult to do. Tough for you to – obviously it wasn't, but how difficult was it to manage the demands of academia and the demands of a very rigorous football schedule?
Man, it was tough because I know in the spring and summer of 2014, that's when I really had to pack it down and really take a lot of classes to graduate by the fall, just so I wouldn't have classes left over in the spring of 15. But I mean, it was nice, you know. I'd have class at 7:30 in the morning and my last class in at 9 a.m. at night, and that trying to work out, stay upstairs the playbook. I mean, it was tough, but it's all worth it.
We caught up with you at the Senior Bowl, and our last question to you was, who is the most difficult receiver you played against? And you said Nelson Aguilar, who is your new teammate. Can you give us a scouting report on Nelson?
Like I told every other scout coach in the NFL, I think he was the best receiver in the Pac-12. From a standpoint of, I didn't get to match up with him like man-to-man because I was a safety that game, but mm-hmm. just trying to tackle him. He was shifty, crafty, explosive, like probably the most explosive receiver I've, you know, kind of seen, like, personally. Just the way he plays the game, it was just, you know, something different.
Well, we are so happy to have you here in Philadelphia. The fans are happy to have you here. The Eagles, of course, thrilled to have you. Eric Rowe, thanks so much for joining us on Eagles Draft Central. Enjoy your evening and get ready to come to Philadelphia and get to work.